The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you on the way to the best health? Or are you doing a 180? In order to live longer and better, you need to be aware of your food, your environment, and your lifestyle. Welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show with your host, Greg Gillette. You don't need to be part of the statistics that over half of society lives by. It's time to take control. Now, here is your host, Greg Gillette.
Hello and welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. In fact, this is the debut show of the Gillette Nutrition Show. I'm very excited to be a part of this and to be on Voice America. And the Gillette Nutrition Show is all about healthy nutrition and how nutrition is the foundation of a healthy life. And nutrition can really not only help your body, but also your mind. Now, my last name's Gillette. It is a famous name, so I do appreciate having that last name. It's interesting because I will also touch base a little bit today on this show and future shows on body care products. And healthy body care products are also very important. And with that name, Gillette, we know the Gillette big company, and razors are good, but their body care products are not. So especially women out there and men, we have to be very careful with what we put on our skin. Not only what we put in our mouth, but our skin is our largest detoxifying organ. Not the most complex, that's the liver. So just keep that in the back of your mind about what you put on your skin has a big effect on your health. Now, I'm a nutritionist and herbalist and also a health coach. Lately, I've been looking at myself more as a health coach because that's truly what I do. I would say I'm a health coach that specializes in nutrition and always look at nutrition first. I will also look at herbs and certain supplements. Most of us need certain supplements and herbs at times. And because it is not easy to eat as healthy as we all should. So I guide people, I coach them, I support them to achieve awesome and amazing health. Now, that's one of the mottos I live by. And if you look at my website, GilletteNutrition.com, it says that, achieve awesome and amazing health. And that's truly what I do. All my clients feel better if they follow what I say. And I'm not here to judge people. I used to eat, well, I used to be on the seafood diet, which really means whatever I saw, I ate, which is kind of funny. And a lot of people are still on that seafood diet. So again, I'm here to coach people and really support them because I know nutrition is the foundation of health. It's truly the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Now, I know that's a bold statement to make, but I'm confident in my skills and I know that's the truth. And so the Gillette Nutrition Show is also about getting you to think, to question what you've been told in the past about health and nutrition. Also to question me. I'm always looking to dialogue with people and I'm constantly researching. And I know myself, by keeping up an open mind with nutrition and other aspects of life, I've learned things. I've changed my viewpoints. So most people would agree that nutrition is definitely the best prevention for illness and disease. The statement, best cure, can raise some eyebrows. But I've seen how nutrition can cure or reverse certain illnesses, health issues, disease. 100% of the time? No. That's not possible. So I don't mislead my clients. I tell them when I meet a client and they consult with me, I do tell them that there's hope that whatever health issue you're currently having or disease, there's a good chance that it could be reversed or cured. But yes, I don't mislead people. There's certain factors that play into that as far as how long have you been eating unhealthy, or what's the toxic load in your body. The human body's amazing. It does a lot of things that keep us alive when we are not doing the proper things to help it, to help us. So the body will do a lot of things to get toxins out of the body, sometimes to pack them into fatty tissue in the organs because we're too toxic. So sometimes people are just, they have too many toxins in their body, and the disease or illness they have is not going to be cured. However, it can be mitigated. It can be kept in check, if that's the right word, so they can at least keep it in balance and it won't get any worse, so they can still live a lot of years and live into their golden years. So check out my website, GilletteNutrition.com. You can email me, Greg@GilletteNutrition.com. I got different health packages. I have 3-month program, which is the best program out there to help people really achieve their best health ever. And my other motto is Gillette Nutrition, healing the planet one person at a time. Now, that's a bold motto also, but bear with me here. The reason I say that is because I think or truly believe as I help a person eat healthier and they really feel good, that they'll start opening up to other aspects of health. And they'll start questioning things, and they won't blindly follow what the government is telling them, or the doctor, or the FDA, and the big pharmaceutical companies. And to me, my theory is if you eat healthy, the world can really change, because you'll start demanding for better healthy food locally, organic food, farmers markets. That's how I changed. I started eating healthier when I got out of college. I did not eat that healthy through college, high school. My parents were good. We did have gardens, so I did eat a lot of fruits and veggies. But I still ate way too much sugar. And then when I found alcohol, too much alcohol. So my own health issues, I had a lot of digestive problems as a kid. Never diagnosed as a disease, but I did have a lot of stomach aches. Also had a lot of anxiety and feelings of depression throughout high school, some in college and out of college. I'm sharing this because I'm very open, and when people consult with me, they share with me their deepest concerns about health. And I learned over the years what I learned from other nutritionists and health people. I learned about food and how it can really help the body and the mind, such as vitamin A and vitamin D. Those are some of the top vitamins we need, and they're usually, most people are deficient in those, in essential fatty acids and EPA, DHA. So as I learned this and I started feeling better, one thing led to another. I went back to school. I studied herbal medicine in New Mexico, and then I went back to school again and studied nutrition, worked in a nutrition clinic, and then I decided to branch out and just start my own nutrition business, Gillette Nutrition. So that is how I work with clients. I mainly like to work with chronic ill disease. That's what we're seeing in this country. It's pretty.
Okay, so I'm back. We had a little technical difficulty. I switched phones, so bear with me there. So I was talking about the pharmaceutical industry, and there's a place for drugs if you have serious depression, anxiety, you had a heart attack. Yes, there's a place for modern medicine. But as I look at all the things people are taking, pills and prescription drugs, they have a lot of side effects. And people aren't getting any healthier from taking them. So I feel that of all the pharmaceutical drugs taken, maybe 10% should really be taken, not the entire 100% that people are taking right now. And that's what I help people do. I help them get off any pharmaceutical drugs or over-the-counter drugs that they may be taking to help their health. And as I said before, if you look at the food pyramid, it really has caused a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems is the bottom of that food pyramid where they are still suggesting 5 to 7 servings of whole grains every day. And that's just too much. If you look at, it's kind of funny, if you look at cattle, what do they feed them? They feed them grain to fatten them up, and soy. And so we're overfed. I'm not going to say we're like cattle, but to a certain degree, we are overfed with grains and sugar and soy products. And soy is a big misconception. It's all out in the health food store now. So even in the health food industry, there's not always healthy food. If you go into the regular health food store, there's plenty of food that's really not healthy. So I help people even how to shop in a health food store or even in a conventional store. You basically want to stay on the perimeter where the healthier food choices are. And another thing with the FDA, the government, is the flawed studies. A lot of times you'll have a study on a certain drug or even food, and if you research the study, it's promoted by the same industry that's funding the study. So it's kind of sad that way. Well, I'll give you an example. There was an article I was reading recently about fat, and healthy fat does not cause fat. It doesn't cause bad cholesterol, heart disease. It's really sugar and bad fats. So there's a study that I read an article on that talked about fat is unhealthy. But when you look into the study, the subjects are rats, usually rats or mice. And they say, oh, fat definitely causes heart disease, immune deficiencies, weight gain. But when you look at the study, they fed them soy and a lot of sugar and hydrogenated fats. So it's really a flawed study. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing a lot in the pharmaceutical company and the government. So on to the biggest health concerns that I'm seeing in the country. Now, what do you think the biggest health concern is? A lot of people might say it's heart disease, and that still is the number one health concern we're having. Cancer is up there. Fatigue, though not a disease, it's a big health issue. And adrenal deficiencies. I'll have a show on adrenal fatigue down the road. And anxiety, of course. But I think the biggest health issue that we're seeing has to do with digestion. That's by far the biggest issue we're having. Because if you look at digestion, and it has a component in every illness and disease out there. Heart disease, cancer, it has a direct impact on your digestive tract. No, not 100%. But I'll give you an example, arthritis. There's just inflammation of the body, even osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. That is completely from a faulty digestive tract. So I hope you can see how digestion is the most prominent health issue we're having in this country. And it's not easy to have a healthy digestion. But so I always look at digestion when I help a client, when I'm coaching a client. I always look at digestive health first. So a lot of times if, say, someone does have arthritis or someone has headaches, I look at digestion first as the main cause, and then I clean up the digestive tract, usually the arthritis or a headache or some other health issue will go away. So that's kind of what I do. I look at, okay, what, you might have several symptoms, but what's the main one? What's the main cause of these symptoms? And then if you correct that one, usually the other symptoms go away. The other big one, and it directly related to digestion, is obesity. And I was reading the article just today. I think in America, the obesity rate is over 50%. I think it was 63%, which is mind-blowing and it's crazy how many people are overweight. So what's causing that? You know, what's causing the biggest health issues that we're seeing in this country, the chronic health issues that we're seeing? With obesity, the problem is that can lead to other problems. Digestive is one problem. The skeletal system can get weak and joint pain. And of course, diabetes. Diabetes is probably up there in the top five health issues that we're seeing. And that's just an overconsumption of sugar and starches. So that's one of the biggest reasons people are having chronic illness disease is the overconsumption of sugar and starch. So it's interesting how I'll meet with a client and they'll say they're off sugar, not eating any added sugar, and that's good. But they're still getting too much sugar in their body. And too much sugar causes a host of problems in the body. The main thing is causes inflammation, and that can cause heart issues, heart disease. It could also cause brain fog, learning disabilities. Always, already mentioned arthritis, that can cause that as well. So if I had to choose, I had to say the biggest issue going on in America, I would say it would be sugar and the overconsumption of carbohydrates. Now, we need some carbohydrates, but again, if you look at the food pyramid, they're calling for 5 to 7 servings of grains every day. And most Americans are following that, eating bread every day and pasta and potatoes and all the processed food. And you can see that that's just leading to an epidemic. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do feel that the government, the pharmaceutical companies, the big businesses, they need people, they need lifetime customers. So it's kind of sad if you look at that, if you look at it that way, that they need customers that keep eating their processed foods, keep taking their pharmaceutical drugs, and it's causing a host of problems. So and that's what I teach people. I'm teaching people the skills to be healthy for life. And usually after I meet with a client, be it 1 or 2 times, or they do the 3-month package, they have the skill set that they, and the knowledge, so they can lead a healthy life for a good long time. So we're getting ready to come up on a break here. Stay tuned when we come back, and I will continue to talk about the main reasons that chronic illness is so prevalent. There's more to it than just sugar and starch. And then I'll also, toward the end of the show, talk about certain health aspects, what we can do to start getting you on the health journey to feel awesome and amazing. So stay tuned. We'll be back for the second part of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to the second part of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. So I was just talking about some main reasons why we have chronic illness in this society, and it truly is an epidemic of what's going on. So take a look around. I do this all the time when you're out shopping at the movie theater, buying groceries, or you're just walking down the street, and just look around at people. And you'll see a lot of unhealthy people. The main thing you'll see is obesity. But when, and like I said earlier, when you see someone who's overweight, there's going to be other health issues. Digestive problems are always a factor when someone's overweight. Usually brain issues, immune problems, diabetes. So there's a host of problems when someone's overweight. Oh, joint issues, joint problems. So just look around and see, and you'll see a lot of unhealthy people. And perhaps yourself are a little unhealthy. And I know I used to be. And I changed, luckily, and I was able to find people to help me. And that's what I'm here to do. This is share with you the knowledge I have so that you can lead a healthy life. So I always tell my clients, wouldn't it be wonderful if you had the skills and the knowledge to live a healthy life and to not have to worry about chronic illness or disease or a chronic health issue, and also to be able to be healthy into your golden years, be it you live 70, 80s, 90s. I truly think we could live to be 90 or 100 if we truly ate healthy. And we looked at other aspects of health. I mean, nutrition is the foundation. I always call it the building blocks of everything you do. It's the most important thing you can do, but it's not everything. I use the analogy of nutrition is the foundation. Say you're building a house. So that's nutrition. It's the bricks and the mortars, the frame, the roof, the windows. So it's very important. But inside the house, your furniture and the drapes and the carpet or hardwood floors and pictures, those are very important, too. So that would be more emotional health. Maybe you like to dance or paint. So I'm just throwing out these tidbits also that are important that coincide with nutrition. Though nutrition is the most important, we have to look at other things. We have to look at stress. Yeah, that's one thing I didn't mention. Stress is a huge issue. It goes with anxiety and even feelings of depression in this country. And I help my clients also look at stress levels. And as I said, in a few weeks, I'll do a show on adrenal fatigue. And that's really caused by a lot of stress. And then your hormones get completely out of balance. And you get fatigue and tired. And your sex drive goes down. Your immune system is compromised. You just aren't, your brain isn't focused. So that's a huge issue going on in the country. So I want to read real quick from this book of mine. It's called Evil Medicine by Richard Dennis. And I'm going back to the drugs and the pharmaceutical drugs. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, on April 14th, 1998, adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in America. Reactions to prescription and over-the-counter medications kill far more people annually than all illegal drug use combined. So that is crazy. And then furthermore, the article here says researchers estimated that 106,000 Americans a year die from from appropriately administered FDA-approved prescription drugs. So that's more deaths than the annual total for AIDS, suicide, and homicide combined. And again, these numbers were back in 1998. So that was 15 years ago or more. So I'm sure the numbers are even higher. And another thing you have to be careful with is drug nutrient deficiencies. Anytime you take a pharmaceutical drug or an over-the-counter drug, there's going to be a deficiency of some sort, a vitamin deficiency, a mineral deficiency, or maybe an amino acid deficiency, essential fatty acid deficiency. That's the problem when you take in drugs, especially the big pharmaceutical drugs. It's going to cause a lot of side effects. We all know that when you look at the commercials on TV, and thankfully I don't have a TV anymore, but I still remember the commercials on the pharmaceutical companies that this, take for example, Lipitor, the cholesterol lowering drug, they'll have this picture of on the TV and the pharmaceutical and talk about the healing effects. And then at the end, they'll list all these side effects using the lower voice. But it's a slew of them. And that's one example. If you're taking statins for cholesterol, they really deplete CoQ10. And I do not know why doctors, well, I do know why, but you would think they would at least say, okay, you're going to take this statin, so take some CoQ10, large doses, as long as you're taking the statin. But they don't even mention that. Sadly, doctors don't get any real nutrition knowledge in medical school. Maybe it's changed. The last I heard, they get about one class. And even that class is not really about preventing disease or even treating disease properly with nutrition and supplements. It's more of a scientific nutrition class based on, well, here's the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that we all need to be healthy, and you might be deficient in certain ones and that. And so, yeah, some doctors may, well, I don't say subscribe, but suggest certain vitamins, but rarely do they do other than taking a multivitamin. So back to that statin drugs with cholesterol. First of all, the medical field has lowered what is deemed healthy cholesterol numbers. So right there tells you they do not have your health in their best interest. And I read this article about that they lower the numbers. Oh, that's too high of cholesterol. And then because statin drugs were probably the number one, I don't know if it is the number one, but it's one of the top three drugs prescribed on a daily basis throughout America. And the thing is the statin drugs, Lipitor being one of them, you can easily get off those drugs. And I've helped clients get off of them. A lot of times you can get off the drugs immediately, but you have to look at the numbers and see. Or it's best to slowly wean yourself off the pharmaceutical drugs, because when you come off of them, they can be side effects as well, and that can be kind of scary. But the cholesterol drugs and even the blood pressure drugs, a lot of those are really simple to come off of in a couple months. You cut the dose down, you start eating healthier, look at your numbers. But back to the statins, it depletes CoQ10, and CoQ10 is one of your main antioxidants that your body produces. And it's mainly found in the heart, but also the brain. And what's interesting is most people on statins, when they're not supplementing with CoQ10, their heart gets actually weaker, and they get fatigued. And not surprisingly so, because CoQ10, not only is the main is a great antioxidant, it synthesizes ATP production in your cells. The mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells, need ATP, and CoQ10 is there to help that. So you can see if you're taking statin drugs, most people are fatigued. So it's just interesting. Other drugs can deplete magnesium. You can deplete calcium. Folic acid can be deficient when you're taking drugs, and zinc, and a host of other ones. Vitamin A, vitamin D can also be. And what's interesting for also with heart, so say drugs for blood pressure or help with the heart, and the circulatory system. Sadly, a lot of those drugs deplete calcium and magnesium. And calcium and magnesium are two of the top nutrients needed for proper heart health, for the heart to get the blood flowing throughout the circulatory system. Now, an interesting tidbit here is staying away from the word heart beat or the heart as a pump. I read this really great article a few years ago, and it's still in my mind, and eventually I'll do a whole a show on heart health. And it made sense when the doctor, his name is Dr. Cohen, he's out of San Francisco, mentioned that the heart is more of a dam. It opens and closes and lets the blood flow throughout the body. So it opens the dam, blood goes out through the veins, and then it comes back around all through the capillaries and back through the main arteries and then opens the dam again. And it made sense, because for the heart to beat that many times over every day and every year, your whole life, whew, that's a lot of work. So when the article is great, and I'm going off on a tangent here, but I'm always throwing little interesting facts your way to get you thinking. So it was very interesting. Look at the heart as more of a dam. And the article was interesting because it said where the heart is, if it was a pump, it'd be a very poor location to put the pump. And the doctor asked farmers, if you needed the pump water up the hill, would you rather put it in the large volume of water and where it's slow, or would you put the pump where it's high velocity but not much water volume? And, of course, the farmer said they put the pump down where there's a large volume of water and it's slow moving. But that's the opposite of in the body. So, again, I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm just getting you thinking. So the article is great. So the heart really should be looked at as a dam and helps the circulatory system move the blood throughout. And it's not a pump. So I'll go into more detail down the road when I do a talk on healthy heart, because heart disease, is the major issue in this country. And like I said, cholesterol and high blood pressure, a lot of those people that are taking drugs for those two issues, they can easily get off the drugs, get on some healthy nutrition. That'll definitely help. So back to the main reasons I think chronic illness is so prevalent in society. I talked about sugar and carbohydrates. I can just say carbohydrates. All carbohydrates are converted to glucose in the body. And we do need a little glucose. But the problem, and another myth, is when you read at medical websites and talk to your doctor that glucose is the main fuel for your body, your brain has to have glucose, that glucose fuels everything. Well, that's actually false. The best fuel for the body, to me, would be a little glucose, and then you would go to your fat, the healthy fat you're eating. That's when you're burning ketones for fuel. Now, I don't think everyone should be on a super low carbohydrate diet. Some do really well where they're eating, and it's low, 25 grams of carbs or less a day. And when you look at 1 gram of carbohydrates, 4 calories, that's only 100 calories coming from carbs. So the bulk of your diet would come from fat and then moderate protein. I found that to be the best for some people, especially if you're trying to lose weight. And once you balance your weight and your blood sugar and insulin levels, cortisol levels, then you can get to a little higher. But I've found for the majority of my clients, if you stay under 100 grams of carbs a day, you feel the best. That's only 400 calories, so a lot of people would be shocked that I'm going to starve to death. Well, you slowly start implementing more healthy fat. So the cool thing about healthy fat is 1 gram of 1 gram of fat is 9 calories. So that's double what carbohydrate gram is, or a protein. Protein, 1 gram of protein is only 4 calories also. So it's pretty easy to eat a lot of fat and to feel good and to get the calories so you're not starving. And one good thing about fat is it satiates you, makes you feel full. And so you're not overeating. So this will blow your mind. But the majority of people that are overweight, obesity, they're actually malnourished. Now, you would think malnourished are people that are starving, but to a certain degree, that people overweight are starving. They're eating constantly, and they're not getting the nutrition that their body needs. They're not getting the nutrients from healthy fat protein. So the brain is starving, and their body. So they just overeat and eat. Everyone's done that. That's how you can seemingly sit down and eat a whole bag of chips and not think anything about it. There's a hormone in our body called leptin, and that's a hormone that comes on from eating healthy fat, and it comes on to tell you, okay, I'm satiated, I'm full, let's stop eating. But a lot of people don't have that hormone. They have it, but it's not activated, and they just keep eating and eating. So to really lose healthy weight, you want help with losing weight, I can help you fix that. You have to eat healthy fat and protein so your leptin will come back to life. And, hey, I'm working again. And then the weight will slowly come off. And you do that by balancing blood sugar. I always tell my clients who want to lose weight, balance blood sugar, then you balance insulin levels. And then also when you balance insulin, cortisol levels are usually balanced. Because when you have too high of insulin, that the body can't use all of it, then it just tells the body to store fat. And cortisol balances out insulin. So if there's too much insulin, cortisol will come to help balance it out. But then when cortisol from stress gets too high, that also triggers the body to store fat. So there's a host of issues going on there. But back to the main reasons. So really try to cut your carbs down. If you really watch your diet and try to minimize your carb intake to 100 grams a day or less. It'll take some time to get used to, and it might be hard at first, but your body will switch over. It'll still be burning some glucose, but if you're exercising a fair amount, your body will start shifting and burning a little bit of fat as well, and you'll start feeling better. Your brain health will definitely increase. Now, some other main factors that's going on here is just processed food. That is a huge one. Now we're getting ready to come up on a break in a few seconds, but keep that in mind. Processed food, maybe you're eating a bag of Doritos right now and drinking a Coca-Cola or maybe even a natural soda from the health food store. Again, don't be fooled by the natural health food stores. They have a lot of unhealthy food in there. So when we get back, I'm going to continue to delve into the main reasons we have chronic illness, and then also I'll talk briefly about what can we do to alleviate this chronic illness and disease that we're seeing in society to get you on your path to feeling great. So hang in there. We'll be back with the third part of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health.
Are you ready to laugh and learn as you get the info that will get you fit? Small steps can lead to big changes once you're headed in the right direction. Join the dynamic twin sister and exercise expert team of Alexandra Williams and Kimberly Williams-Evans on Active Aging for Boom Chicka Boomers. K&A bring you top-level guests who offer active aging advice and practical tips you can use today. Enjoy the second phase of life with vitality, brain power, and energy. Active Aging for Boom Chicka Boomers airs live Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to the Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back. Third segment of the world debut of the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. I was talking about main reasons we have chronic illness and disease in our society, and the number one to me is the sugar, carbohydrate, starch overload. Reduce the starches, and that's pasta and bread and pretzels, all processed food. And thinking of processed food, that's a huge one. Majority of processed food is, I call it fake food. It's counterfeit food, artificial. And the body doesn't recognize it as food. Now, with a healthy digestion, and this will be a show I'll do probably in a couple weeks, what the body wants to do, food is outside the body. So it comes into the body, and the body needs to fully digest its food and fully, I would say, destroy the food. It's kind of a weird word, but you want to completely destroy the food so the body can then absorb the food and then assimilate the food through the cellular level. And so that's a huge issue. There's fake food out there that people are just having a hard time digesting because the body's not recognizing it. And then it causes a host of problems. The biggest one is the liver. What the liver does, anything you eat, and it's going to pass through the bloodstream, the liver takes a look at it. And the liver is about 4 pounds, your largest detoxifying, well, your skin's your largest, but your internally, your liver's your largest detoxifying organ. And it'll either let it continue on, and so if you're eating good food and nutrients come through the microvilli of the small intestine and the liver is okay, you can come on through. It's kind of like a guard, like you're going to the interstate. That's what I imagine. And you're going through the booth, you got to pay a little toll. Well, but if you're healthy, you don't have to pay a toll. Okay, come on through. And then the vitamins, say A and D and calcium, zinc, and potassium, they can go to the cells, and the cells uptake them, and they're happy cells. But if the food is toxic, oh, you're not coming through the, you're not coming through the interstate here, and the liver will pack it away. It'll basically, you have to pay a toll and the liver destroys it. So the liver can destroy toxins. But as we get too toxic, the liver is going to have a hard time. And then it'll have to pack it away. It'll just have to pack it away as fat. So you can get overweight when you eat toxic food. It'll store it in organs, in your glands. Because the liver has to get the toxicity out of the bloodstream. If not, we would all be dead. So as you see, processed food is a huge issue, aspect of why people are ill and chronically fatigued and have disease and illness. The other big one is fried foods. Now, all you people listening from the South, and I grew up in Virginia, so I had plenty of hush puppies and fried food and fried shrimp, fried fish. That caused a lot of major destruction of the cells and a toxic overload for the liver. So we got to reduce the fried foods, like I said, fake foods. And then hydrogenated oils, that's a huge one. I don't know if you know what that means, but fats are all, any type of fat, healthy fat is a, it's molecularly it's carbon, long chains of carbon or short, and then they have hydrogen attached to them, double bonds. If it's fully attached, it's saturated. If there's a break at the third bond, it's a omega 3. But when they hydrogenate an oil, they add extra, synthetically add hydrogen to make it saturated. And that, of course, they do that. The food processor do that because it keeps your food longer shelf life. And a lot of these foods won't even go rancid. Like I think a Twinkie will probably be here long after we're gone. So that's a big problem with the hydrogenated oils. It disrupts cellular communication. It'll kill off the myelin sheath of the cell. And that's where the cells communicate. And another show I'll do down the line is on neurological problems and brain health. And that's a huge one. When the myelin sheath of the cells are worn off, the cells can't communicate. And that can cause a lot of problems. Parkinson's disease, MS, and other neurological issues. Now, another one, I'm going to talk briefly about excitotoxins. So excitotoxins are toxins that overexcite the nerve cells. And you have motor nerves and sensory nerves. And when they're overexcited, they will form scar tissue. And then eventually they'll die off. And GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, or genetically engineered foods, that's a huge issue in our country. And Monsanto, Syngenta, Dow Chemical, they're all in the manipulation of seeds. And this is causing a lot of problems. And if you research the internet and read books, and maybe you haven't, a lot of people don't know what GMOs are. They think they're another government agency. There's three-letter acronyms for other government agencies like FDA and FBI. But the GMOs are just not right. They are causing a host of problems. They're supposedly going to feed the world, but now the insects and stuff are resistant to the spraying of the crops from the same companies that give us the seeds. And I read a sad article last year talking about digestion, that a kid was allergic to peanuts, so he ate, I forget the other food, but the food was genetically modified, and then they used a peanut gene in this other food, and then he had a horrible reaction and almost died in the hospital. And it's causing a host of digestive problems, the GMO foods, and a host of brain issues. So really do your due diligence, try to avoid GMOs. If you eliminate sugar, added sugar, and eliminate majority of your starches and canola oil, you'll pretty much stay away from GMOs. And you can't eat the processed food because there's wheat. And there's, you know, wheat's not too much GMO yet, but it's coming around the corner. But high fructose corn syrups and everything, and that's coming from GMO corn. Sugar beets is also GMO'd. And the canola. And the soy, and soy's in everything. So do your due diligence, try to clean up the soy from your diet, and the wheat, and the canola oil, and corn. And I would say corn and soy are in pretty much everything. And that'll help also. And also you have to look at heavy metals. Those are also excitotoxins. You have to look at, the big one's fluoride. I know I'm throwing a lot of information away, and it might be hard to grasp. But fluoride's a neurotoxin. And that's a whole issue about, does fluoride really help your teeth? Truly, what helps your teeth and have a healthy mouth and gums is nutrition. You want a good amount of calcium, magnesium, definitely vitamin A and D, vitamin K. That's truly, if you look at indigenous cultures, and even a few that still live today, they don't have teeth problems. They don't have any chronic illness, and they're not taking fluoride. So another funny analogy I use with my clients is you get ill, you don't get ill and you don't get health issues because you're deficient in pharmaceutical drugs or because you're deficient in fluoride. The biggest one I like to use is you don't get a headache because you're deficient in Tylenol. You would get a headache because you're dehydrated. Well, you're deficient in essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 and EPA, DHA. So another analogy I'd like to throw out there, we're chronically ill because we're deficient in healthy food and nutrients and vitamins and minerals. And then also mercury, a major excitotoxin, and aluminum is also. So aluminum, cooking pans, try to get rid of that. Mercury, if you got a host of fillings in your mouth, try to find a dentist who's up on how to do that and remove the fillings, because those can gas off and cause excitotoxins and brain issues. Alcohol, unfortunately, is also excitotoxin, and there's a lot of people drink way too much. And surprisingly, this is going to hit you too, cereal, processed cereal, even if it's organic at a health food store. The way it's processed and the amount of pressure it's put under, it can cause a host of problems and cause excitotoxins. So we don't have too many more minutes left. I've already talked about healthy fat. That's where you can start eating more healthy fat to your diet, good protein, less starch, vegetable juice. I help clients buy good vegetable juicers. We're not doing much fruit, no fruit juice. And the vegetable juice will oxygenate the body, enrich your body with enzymes and bacteria. So really with fruit, we want to eat whole fruit, but not too much fruit. And stay away from fruit juices. And parents, especially moms who buy usually the food, get your kids, if you can, off. Or you definitely need to get your kids off fruit juice, even if it's organic. It's just a surge of sugar, surge of excitement for the kid, and then the kid will crash and it'll cause learning problems. So I can guide you there, too. If you need help with your kids' health, try to look at organic food more. Again, don't buy any sugar. A little local honey is okay, and still small amounts. You can overdo the honey. Try to really stay away from unhealthy body care products. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. So really do your due diligence. Start reading labels. And I'll help people. My clients also pick out the right healthcare products for their body and their skin and even makeup for women. And, oh, another big thing is fermented foods. We're lacking bacteria in our body. Bacteria doesn't cause disease or illness. Bacteria is the staff of life. You know, we have more bacteria in our body, mainly in our large colon, than we do cells. So sauerkraut, there's something called kombucha tea, kimchi. Those are healthy things that get you on your path to health and to stay away from chronic illness. Other thing is stay away from pasteurized and homogenized dairy. There's really no health benefits. And I will do a show on dairy and raw dairy specifically, how that can be healing, but not pasteurized dairy or homogenized dairy. That causes a lot of problems. And if you look at the big dairy business, they're doing a lot of pandering and lobbying with Congress. And in July, I will have a guest on the show, Mark McGaffey from Organic Pastures, one of the largest organic raw milk dairy farms in America. So it's been my pleasure for the talking to you on the debut show of the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. We're almost wrapping up here. Again, look at my website, GilletteNutrition.com, Greg at GilletteNutrition.com. I'm truly here to serve and to help you feel your absolute best. Look at my consultation page. I have a 3-pack special and then a 3-month special. And I guarantee my results, you will feel better, better immune system, better digestion, healthier outlook on life, more joy in your life, better sleep, and drum roll, increase in libido, healthier sex life. I mean, who wouldn't want that? There might be a few people, but a lot of people get a low libido because they're not eating healthy enough. Now, tune in next week. I'm having a very cool show. This next week's show will be on hydration. How do you stay properly hydrated? And what's the best way to stay hydrated? Is it water? The answer to that is yes and no. So you'll have to tune in next week to find out my answer to why I say water is the best to a certain degree and not to a certain degree. And also I'll be talking about healthy fats and how healthy fats can also help lubricate and hydrate your body and also lead to healthier brain, healthier digestion, and better joint health. So tune in again next week, 4 p.m. Pacific time on Voice America for the second show of the Gillette Nutrition Show. It's been my pleasure. Look me up if you want help with your health. I'll be more than happy to help you and to get you to achieve awesome and amazing health. Until next week, stay healthy. Be in touch.
Thank you again for tuning in to the Gillette Nutrition Show. Greg will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition designed to get you back to a better life on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.